I'm going to give you 1 minute. Oh, my gosh. And I want you to explain who's running the world. You have 1 minute, and who you really think is running the world after what I just explained to you. I'm going to give you a minute and 15 seconds. Go.
Babylonian Phoenician bankers who worship Moloch.
You didn't even need the minute and 15.
Sam?
When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes. Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic. I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken, snake gods, and the Anunnaki, and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing. Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters.
Yeah, welcome to Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters, a.k.a. Highway to the Danger Zone.
Touchy subject.
Really upset with Brian Callum right now.
Yep. Why?
Okay, so, you know, I have schedules.
Yeah.
Things are set. I go, Dylan, what time we meeting? Okay, he goes, be here by 9:15. Okay. Professional Sam, crazy guy. See, I'm a lot of things, guys. I'm a crazy person.
You're never late. Never late.
I'm a weirdo. But you know what I am? Professional and respectful. Never disrespectful.
Not Brian.
Show up in time, driving out, fighting traffic, get a text from this guy. Hey, 9:30. Which is 15 more minutes, right?
Yep.
Well, guess what?
I miss.
I do in 15 minutes. I do what fat guys do and go to the McDonald's near here and get a sausage egg McMuffin and hate myself right now.
Sam, okay? You can't give Sam extra time.
I hate a sausage egg McMuffin.
You can't blame that on me.
I feel like real shit right now. Real shit.
You're blaming. So here's what I do. I started eating a lot at night. I was getting that old guy.
I had a slice of pizza last night too because I was bored.
I was eating all the food at night. And when you're skinny like me, it shows in your tummy. Like you get bloated and stuff like that. And I was like, so I would get this urge and I'd be like, I got to eat all the kettle corn and I'm going to eat some cheese.
Yes.
And I'm going to have some crackers.
Because I want to feel something.
And then I'm going to have some ice cream. I want to feel something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm overeating. I'm eating like really bad. And then I couldn't sleep.
I was fasting. I just got to get back to it.
No, I tune into this idea of feeling like I'm a piece of metal. Like I just go, let me see if I can not eat at all. And I want ribs on me. I want my backbone to show. I want to be like,
I want to be Adesanya, shredded one day in my life. Just
Israel Adesanya, when he wins a fight, he goes like that.
Yeah.
Like that. He looks like that thing. That's what I want to do. I want to look like a Spider-Man.
Yeah, I respect that. Dude.
Yeah. And I just go, all right, I'm just going to not eat. How about that?
What?
How about fucking that?
Well,
All right.
Where are you going to be real quick?
I'll be in Timonia, Maryland.
Timonia?
Timonium at Magoobies this weekend, nice. Friday, Saturday. Come get your tickets Friday, Saturday. I will be there this weekend.
Hi, I'm Sam Tripoli. I'm going to be, we got a Comedy Chaos coming up April 14th, and then Toronto, and then San Diego. More dates coming. I'm just so busy right now. I've been so busy, dude. I'm about to move. I'm excited. By Friday, I'll be in my new place, and I'm just excited. It's great. So there we are. We're in it. Done. Go to samtripoli.com for my tickets, briancallen.com for his tickets. And what does this guy want?
Well, today's, maybe we might be getting into some deep water, so I just wanted to start off with something light, if that's okay.
Yes, light. Please do,
for sure.
Sam has been posting a lot about a particular woman who, I don't know, it just kind of piqued my interest, and I just wanted to hear his thoughts on her because he seems to be obsessing over her a little bit.
Dude. Look at that face on that tiny person. Look at that gorgeous face on that tiny person.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
She's a small person.
Yeah, she's a small person. And she's got J-Lo face. on a tiny person. Yeah. And you have to hear her whole thing. You're going to love this.
Okay.
That's your type.
Here we go.
Because stop judging hoes. Stop judging anybody. Stop judging people in general. Like, people just are so worried about what the next bitch got going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I have never worried about another hoe. And it made me mad.
Okay.
But you know what the problem is? You know what the problem is? I'm the hoe that makes money. So that's why they worried about me is because I make money.
She is so hot and so tiny. It's so weird, right?
Yeah, she's
whole life half price. That's why I say
she's.
Right there.
She's. There are a lot of guys that pay money. Would pay a lot of money.
Guys are into that.
Yes, she's. She's got a booty on her.
Yeah, a boot. A tiny
guys
booty.
Guys don't really care. You have very short legs and arms. They don't really give a shit. And she does. She looks like J Lo.
You could spin her.
She sounds like J Lo and looks like a young J Lo.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Well, you could do a lot of things.
What is that called in the Thailand? The hand basket?
The spinner, yeah.
The spinner?
I guess so. It's interesting.
Yeah.
So that was the extent of your interest in her? You just...
I just found it. I find videos that make me laugh, and I do reaction videos.
No, you find her sexy, and you want to have sex with her.
I would. I don't know if I
Well,
I,
you feel guilty saying it because she's small and you don't want people to think you're a pedophile.
No. The problem is...
But she's all woman. She's all
Brian,
woman.
The problem is I don't drink enough water, so I'm not limber enough to get in the positions to make love to that woman.
Yeah, you'd figure it out.
I would pull muscles everywhere. I'd like, cramp out.
You'd be like this. Really? I mean, it is legal. That's what you do. Yeah, just don't tell anybody because I don't want people to think that I'm... Because it's not that your limbs are... The point is, you're a woman, and I like your ass and your face. That's what I'm into.
Tiny butt.
Yeah.
That's keychain pussy right there.
Okay.
Can you beep that?
Yeah, I can beep it. She
why
said
would you, why would you beep that? It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Put it on your keychain, hit it a couple times, stuck in traffic. You just hit it a couple times. Suddenly, you're not honking at anybody. That is
are
a
we kicked
talking,
off all the platforms at this point?
No.
Yeah, that is a talking. Can you beep this?
She's been getting male attention for a long time.
Well, anybody with an absolutely gorgeous face.
Yeah.
If that
also
face
a great
was
body.
On,
I mean, her booty and everything
if
else.
That face was on a 5'8" woman, she would be getting NBA players. That's how hot she is.
You seem to be ridiculing her for living in a van down by the river.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
She's getting NBA players right now.
Oh, you think so?
I do. I think there's a closeted group of men.
That like tiny people?
Not to point
people.
Any fingers. That are hitting her up in her DMs. And there's...
Does she, based on her energy, you think she's in to 50-year-old Armenian Italian guys?
Her social calendar is chuck full. You know how Dunkin' Donuts is chuck full of nuts?
Yeah.
She Dunkin' Donuts.
She chuck full of nuts?
Chuck full of nuts.
Respect, bro, on that one.
Everybody in the small person community is obsessed.
But Brian, here's the conspiracy in this. Why is suddenly Instagram just chock full of hot, tiny people? Like everywhere there's a video of a smoke show tiny person.
Okay, I don't
yelling
have
about how they're homie hoppers.
So my algorithm isn't bringing me that.
Yeah, what's your algorithm got?
My algorithm has got fighting crocodiles. It actually has fighting crocodiles and now dance tutorials.
Dance tutorials.
Yeah, because I'm into dance.
Really?
Yeah, my wife.
What's your favorite dance?
My favorite dance. I like all the shuffles. I like all that stuff.
Bam, 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 bam.
No, hip hop stuff that you can actually do. I'm actually interested in doing it on stage for a joke.
Yeah.
So I'm actually practicing.
Do you have any moves?
Not yet. I'm learning the running man. I'm learning stuff. I pick up on this stuff quicker.
Brian, you might not know this, but I was one of the pioneers of breakdancing.
I didn't know.
I was a professional breakdancer.
Were you?
In the, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
In the 80s.
Can I see a move?
I was mostly a top rocker, okay?
Top rocker?
Yeah.
Means what?
Yeah, a lot of this, a lot of this, bang, bang.
Not a lot of acrobatics, just more hand movement.
I wasn't the best at the windmill. I'm going to be honest with you. I just wasn't good at it.
I know, when I see you and you walk into a room, I don't say, That guy should be doing the windmill profession.
Some people, we were known as the HDI breakers, okay?
The HDI breakers?
Yes, we were sponsored by the Holiday Inn.
What does the HDI breaker mean?
We were sponsored by the Holiday Inn. They got us Kangos and tracksuits that we breakdance. We're breakdancing in.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, but the reason I bring it up is because my new algorithm now on like YouTube, I watch it a lot, is breakdancing videos.
Small people.
No, not tiny people. That's on Instagram.
Okay.
On YouTube, a lot of break, and like breakdancing has gone insane.
Yeah.
Like they are defying gravity now. Mm-hmm. They're doing things you're like, how do you do that? Like 20 years ago, you'd be like, oh, you're going to snap your spine.
Yeah. Well, you know, human beings, if you can see it, you can do it.
Yeah.
You have to be able to conceive of it first, right? It's the famous story of Roger Bannister when he broke the 4-minute mile, which people thought was physiologically impossible. Within that year, I think 5 other people did it.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
People went, well, if a human being can do it, I can do it. So you just have to be able to conceive of what it is to an extent.
Are you guys familiar with the year of lead or years of lead?
No, what is that?
Can you give that a read?
The years of lead, Italian, anni di piombo, is a term used for a period of social turmoil and political violence in Italy that lasted from the late 1960s until the 1980s. That was the Red Brigade, I remember it. Marked by a wave of both far-left and far-right incidents of political terrorism.
Whoa.
Which was supported by the government to keep them in power.
What are you thinking right now, Dylan?
Well, I just wanted to put the question to you guys. Are we living in our own anni di piombo?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dylan. Points for you.
Well, the Red Brigade, which was a communist terrorist organization, they found out was supported by the government. The social democrats, whatever they are, who were in power for so long, because they were using the Red Brigade to kill off political opponents, to keep them in power.
Cause chaos
and stuff like that.
So
that
is focus.
That is a fact of Italian history. So if you want to talk about a conspiracy, an actual, a deep government corruption.
Yeah.
They also had very, very deep inroads with the mafia, as do the Mexican drug cartels.
And CIA.
The drug cartels have very deep connections with the Mexican government.
Yeah.
The Mexican government.
Okay. And the CIA. Yeah,
the Mexican government.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know that Pablo Escobar's children said that he was a CIA operative. You know
they
that,
might
right?
have said that, but they wouldn't know because they were very young.
Okay, they wouldn't know.
Yeah, you'd have to see.
Nobody goes, oh, by the way, your dad works with the CIA.
Right, because you see, they were super young.
You know El Chapo was one of the top donors to the Democratic Party. You know that, right? You know that, right?
He might have been to get certain people in power.
I just want to take a moment to recognize Dylan's wonderful intro to a great topic and your deflection to it again, okay? I'd like
which
to
is,
do that.
Thank you.
Dylan, that was a game. Dylan, you are 100%. It's a combination of both your wonderful question and your retarded deflect.
Yeah. Okay?
So let's combine these two things and say 100% what is going on right now was it the age of lead, did you call it?
Years of lead.
Years of lead. And just like you brought up, it is, in my humble opinion, government corporation sponsored, and it's here to cause chaos. And what you could do, and I'd like to talk for a second, please. Don't mind me. I'm also on the show. Don't mind me. I'm sorry. I guess I say yeah and no. That's my role here. I'm your hype man. Is that what it is? I'm Brian Callen's hype man on Conspiracy Social Club. Yeah, boy. That's all I say the whole show. So if you kind of watch how everything, let's just go back to Wuhan, right? Like, you know, so we have the situation. Trump says it's the China virus, right? And then all the liberals on the right, oh God, you can't say that. That's a racist, right?
Kung flu.
And then every video is somebody just knocking out an Asian grandma, right? And everyone's, and then you got billboards with like Joe Coy on it and Asian hate, which, and he makes his wacky face, right? So, and then you got Margaret Cho, and it's like everything is just like lines up scripted, right? And then out of nowhere was what? there was suddenly, now it's a white racist. And there's a video of a white person saying racist, and all these videos are coming out, and then BLM is burning everything down. And now, let's fast forward now to, you have The View, you have multiple guests on The View talking about civil war. They want a civil war. You want a civil war. You have Michigan Lieutenant Governor going, wearing a shirt that says protect trans rights with violence and stuff like that. And now all of a sudden, bang, this happens. I'm just telling you, all this stuff is scripted because it happens in clumps. It's all being done to do what you just said, was keep people in power. Because what nobody's talking about now, because this thing that happened in Nashville, is that nobody's talking about how China and Russia now have economic deals that is going to do huge amount of damage to the petrodollar. How they've discovered emails which suggest that China, that the Bidens are getting money from China and Russia. That the vaccines didn't do what they said. That the CDC inflated the COVID death numbers. That Fauci got $400 million for the NIH from these pharmaceutical companies. And then we can just go on and on and on about all the things we're not talking about. Because we're now talking about this super tragedy in Nashville, which may or may not be real.
Okay, my friend lives 2 miles away from that. So that's real. Those kids were killed by a crazy woman. So
I had to play that for that.
Yeah, that's...
Thank you. Thank you, bro. Thank you, Dylan.
My question to you is why is it... So... Let me ask you a question. How much of a factor does simply the fact that tragedy, which occurs naturally in life, we know that there's triumph and tragedy in life. Yeah. Would you agree with that? Like, there are crazy people who do crazy things. There are criminals that do crazy things.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's a lot of money for a media company, Fox, whoever it might be, CNN. There's a lot of money in highlighting what's wrong. In highlighting what's dangerous, in highlighting what makes you afraid.
Okay.
Because the way the human brain works is if you say everything is great, I'm not going to watch the news. If you say impending doom, asteroid, sun's going to kill you, global warming, I'm tuning in.
Okay.
Isn't that just good business, and isn't that good for ratings?
Well,
and so is the culprit the fact that media is big business. Is it like, where does
Can
that
I
play
ask
a
you
factor?
Something? How long have you had this narrative that the media is big business? Be honest. Like, how long has that
been?
Well,
there's a story. 60 Minutes, when they ran something, the executive producer came in and said, great news, good news, bad news. Great news, terrible news. Great news is we broke every rating with this 60-minute segment. Terrible news is we broke every rating.
Hold on. What was the segment?
I can't remember, but it was like,
How long ago was this?
25 years ago.
Okay.
Where all of a sudden, cable companies realized there were only 4 news channels, Walter Cronkite and stuff. And all of a sudden, Murdoch and people, Ted Turner said...
Okay, so Brian, said, you're a little savvier than everybody else, but let me ask you, do you believe up until recently that the average Joe and Jane on the street thought the media's job was to make money? Do you think?
Well,
so
like anything else, I think with the advent of, the information technology, the revolution behind the electron, where everybody got screens.
Right.
There are people that are going to look at that and go, there's money to be made here.
Right.
And what I want is your attention, because I can sell you product.
Right.
So all of a sudden you see you see companies, capitalists, people who go, hey, you're selling widgets. Dude, I can sell infotainment. I can sell information.
Right.
And if I make that information, like, so Brian, what happened initially?
So
just really
your
quickly,
notion is that, what? I would like to talk.
No, I know.
Well, so Sam, I think what happened with Fox.
We're having a situation here. What?
I'm sorry. Quite honestly, I was looking at next topics, and then he said really quickly, and then you didn't let him finish, and so I just naturally had a bias towards him. But I don't even know if it was well placed. I don't even know if he deserved.
But I want to know where how much of the pie do you give to that, to the idea that like Fox News saw, like Murdoch saw that there was a perceived left wing bias in general. So my father used to always rail about the New York Times being super left-wing.
Okay.
And he would only read the Wall Street Journal, et cetera.
All right.
And someone like Murdoch, is that his name?
Brian, you think...
Rupert Murdoch.
You
said,
think...
Said, hey, people will pay for news that pushes another narrative.
So you believe the splitting of the cable news into Fox and MSNBC was done for business reasons and not for divide and conquer.
I think that there was a lot of money in selling whatever you had. Okay. So everybody has different biases.
So this
country's always been kind of split between left and right to an extent, right? Democrats, Republicans. And what I think happens when everybody has a phone and everybody has a screen is that there's money in giving you what you want to hear.
Right.
So you believe in people who are lizard people, and you believe in...
Here we go with the pointing again.
But you believe in, like, what's the word? Fiction. So there's money in feeding Sam and his people fiction.
Okay. Yeah.
There's also money in feeding Brian hard, evidence-based information that permeates after a while into a bedrock, a granite bedrock of political and philosophical philosophy that I can then spring from. I can then spring from give us what you would call the goodies.
Dylan, would you say this is filibusting?
Well, I'm just
would you
saying.
Say he's filibusting right now?
Yes, I am saying there's a lot of money
Brian,
feeding us so what we want to hear.
Okay. So if the ratings are plummeting and they're laying off left and right, but yet they're still doing the same thing that they've been doing that got them the low ratings and got them the layoffs and got them, then why are they still doing it? If it's business-based.
There's an ideology.
But hold on.
Yeah.
But you're saying this is all business. Why would they continue down a line if it's not good business?
Because I think, like, to your point, I don't think it's all business.
Okay.
There's a ideology at work.
Brian. So the whole point is this, is that what I'm saying is that there's a naivety to thinking.
Naivete. Just say naivete.
I mean.
Okay. So this is something called gaslighting, doing right now.
Keep going.
Where you're being a grammar Nazi on me when you know I flunked first grade and I'm retarded and everybody listening knew exactly what I was talking about.
It's not even that. You can say that word the way that you said it.
There's a naivety.
I can say that.
Yeah.
Okay. I say naivete.
Okay. Gaslighting. Gaslighting. Yeah. Okay, one more, bro, and I got 30 seconds of peace and quiet. The point is this. We are watching in real time. I don't even remember the point, and you're so good what you did right there.
No, you
just shish kebabbed the whole conversation with this Bilbo Baggins.
No, you said we think it's just about money, but there's another movement. There's something else going on here.
Which is divide and conquer.
Right.
Right? And
but I agree with that.
The revelation of the method, it's called, and they're telling you what they want, and we're seeing it over and over again. When the view is there's going to be a civil war, it's divide and conquer. That's what they want, and that's all this stuff is about. And we're seeing a silent Bolshevik revolution happen in America.
That's true.
And so, that is what's going on.
So that I would 100% agree with. So the view.
So you make it about guns, Brian, because guns, you know, you listen to some people on the far left and they're just like, not even like the progressives, but like the black pill far left.
Yeah.
You know, that like is really like statistics and all that stuff. And they believe like you need to get rid of guns because it doesn't matter because the government has bigger guns.
Yeah.
And for me, I would be like, to a lot of these people, I'd say, don't you think the Palestinians, which they could have a bunch of guns and a bunch of weapons and a bunch of things to defend themselves or any other groups that is being marginalized by the majority and the government as a whole? So the whole discussion is about guns and not about pharmaceuticals. And how many of these people that are involved in these shootings are on pharmaceuticals and what the pharmaceuticals do? Because we do know on this show that there's something called MK Ultra. Right, Brian?
Yes.
Where the government knows that based on certain things, they can elicit certain response from people of a certain kind of intelligence.
So this is where you and I divide.
Okay. I took the exit said the right way.
Yeah. But I'm going to take you back on the road.
Okay.
Because what happens is you tend to get, you have trouble because you'll be driving and then you go like this. I want to go over here. And I have to correct the wheel. Otherwise, we're going to end up rolling in a ditch. Yeah. And right now, you're rolling in a ditch. So let me correct your steering.
Okay.
I should really, and I hate to be this way, but I wish we could do this podcast where you were in my lap so I could at least correct the wheel.
Yeah. Okay.
And I never get to correct the wheel because you're not in my lap.
Brian, it's your car, by the way.
I know, but you should be in my lap.
You made me sit in the kid's seat in the back.
Well, that would be the smartest thing for you to be in the kid's seat. This podcast, without being condescending, should really be me in an adult chair and you in a high chair sucking bonbons and dough sprinkled with sugar.
And what's this guy doing?
Yeah.
He's feeding you the bonbons. And
he's
restricting sugar, and every time you make noise,
I'm getting raised by a gay couple.
Like that, that's right.
Okay, respect.
All right? Now, I think the divide between you and I is you think I think what's going on is there are people in power, whether it's George Soros or people in AOC or whoever it might be. There are two forces, let's do meta forces that are going on in America. And maybe have always been this way, but this seems to be taking hold. There are people in our government, in our news organizations, in Hollywood, storytellers, the people that are like are in lateral cooperation, who truly are dumb enough to believe and who are ignorant of history enough to believe that socialism and maybe even communism are better ways to organize and structure a society than is market economy, capitalism. And more importantly, let me really break it down. There are people who believe that the state, the collective, the community should take precedence and be more important than the individual. And that to me is the biggest threat to America and to the world. And if you have any questions about how dangerous that ideology is, when you put the state as the most important thing, which you see a lot of here, which I think is George Soros' philosophy, even though he made all his money in a capitalist society, what you get is a whole host of actors who have been already indoctrinated in our universities, young people who've been indoctrinated who believe this strongly. And now these people go out into the fields of politics, journalism, Hollywood, think tanks, all this stuff. And they all kind of believe the same shit. They also come from the same area code. And so this is the kind of lateral cooperation I think you're talking about, right? But it's a very insidious philosophy because let's just take the pharmaceutical companies and—
Can I comment on that real quick?
Yeah.
See, the biggest problem is I think what they always do is they Trojan horse it.
How? Right? How?
So what they're Trojan horsing is they're telling these kids they want you to believe in Marxism, which is, you know, there's college Marxism, and then there's like what's going on in Latin America, which are the people against corporations and the government. But they bring in the horse that is Marxism. And what when the horse gets inside the walls, it becomes fascism.
I agree.
Okay, because 100% they're pushing Marxism, but what they don't understand is what they're going to get is fascism.
I agree with all of that, but I'm saying that wouldn't you say that people like that are simply, they just believe in a different ideology than you and I do?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right? But, so part of this podcast is
talking about are like bad actors that don't really believe in anything other than getting paid.
That's true, too.
Well, speaking of fascism, if we could just hop to this. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the IRS seems to be painting a target on its back more and more.
So I just want to say something real quick. I would 100% believe, and this is where I'll probably, you guys can think I'm crazy, but I 100% believe social credit score is already here. I think you're starting to see people's electronics get fucked with more. I think you're just seeing little things here and there that let you think that there might be an invisible hand at work. So this is part of that as well. The IRS, and this is what Obama did, and I'm not saying that any Republican hasn't done that because I think they're two wings of the same dirty bird, but this is what Joe Biden's doing, and he is using the FBI. And he is using the IRS as tools of enforcement.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
Like, so read the IRS, read what the title
what's
is.
What's the IRS quick. Making a strange house call to Matt Taibbi? Matt Taibbi is the one who Barry Weiss have been instrumental in exposing the government collusion with Twitter on suppressing certain stories and letting other stories fly. And what a surprise that Matt Taibbi is spearheading that and testifying before Congress and embarrassing a lot of Democratic congressmen and senators is suddenly paid a visit by the IRS.
By the way,
suddenly we're going to audit you because you're a journalist and you're hiding all that money. How interesting that the IRS is spending their resources auditing Matt Taibbi. Like, yeah. Really? Is that who your target is, IRS?
By the way, I'm strangely attracted to the representative from the Virgin Islands.
Let me see.
She's completely retarded, and I am very attracted to her.
Really?
Yeah, but she's not your typical
beauty.
Is
she a small person?
No, she's not a tiny person. She's just
Let's go ahead and see what she looks
for
like.
For me, very attractive. But this is 100% what we're talking about. We're talking about when the government starts going after journalists who are there to be watchdogs, that is a dangerous precedent. And it makes us know, yeah, I don't know why I'm very attracted to her.
Like large teeth. You like?
Yeah, big teeth. An idiot. And that turns me on as well. I like either really smart or super dumb. That's it. I don't want in the middle.
Right.
Give me super smart, super stupid.
You're very attracted to black women, and Brian is very attracted to black men. It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's so weird. We could both be happy.
You guys sent me a video of black men sprinting with their shirts off.
Yeah.
And yes, I watched it a lot.
A thousand times.
Well, that's a thousand's a lot, but I did watch it, you know, no more than 50. But the point is that I'm just lamenting the fact that I don't have that kind of body, and no matter what I do, I won't. And that's messed up.
You would love to be a water boy at that video, at that workout, right? Just giving them water, some of it dripping down.
Yeah, probably. And then my wife is there, and she's staring at them, and I'm like, these guys, they're so muscular. Good thing I have a personality. I'm funny. I'm old, and then
Ryan, you're just really into cucking, huh? I'm happy.
I might be a cuck. You don't know.
I am.
I got a lot of problems, dude.
Hey, so yeah, this is a big deal. Hey, will you bring up the ice cream story I sent you yesterday?
The ice cream story.
You gotta watch it. I go, this is 100% real.
Oh yeah,
that's crazy.
Oh yeah. Okay.
No, hey, don't comment.
No, we'll watch it.
Okay. Yeah.
But
here we go. This is a real story. This just happened, the tragedy okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Do you want to watch this?
I watched it.
What do you mean, do you? Why are we asking for permission?
I already watched it.
Yeah, let's play it.
I think Biden walked into a room of familiar faces. And he may not have known the cameras were on.
Okay.
And
Hit him with it, bro. Okay. He might not have known the cameras were on.
I watched the whole thing.
Okay, stop. Stop. This is just after the shooting happens and everyone's waiting for him. This is after the shooting has happened.
Yes, I know.
And everybody's waiting for him to comment on the tragedy. Here we go.
But what is your point about this? Because he
What? Stop, play this. And then we'll ask Brian, what is your point about this? Go on.
Okay.
I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding. I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, it's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? They're your kids, all four of them? Well, stand up, guys.
We'll jump back in here.
Please. This is, that should be, that should be a stand-up reel on Instagram. That crowd work was so great.
Brian. Well, that's a grandfather who's about to talk about something heavy. And I don't have a problem with that. Well, what is your problem with that? You thought it was inappropriate? All of that stuff was inappropriate,
Brian,
beforehand?
What is my problem with that? The president of the United States has been asked to talk about what you believe is a giant tragedy, okay? Right?
Well, it is a giant tragedy.
It is a giant tragedy, okay? Yeah. And he's talking about, I got chocolate chip upstairs. I love chocolate chip ice cream. I got a lot of it in my refrigerator.
It was a very strange way to open up a very somber press conference. I agree. I think that he's trying to
Brian, let me ask you something.
He must.
Well, I think in his mind he's trying to bring everybody together, and going, those are your kids back there, and then he's about to go into.
Something. Oh, okay.
All right. I don't mind it. Oh. It's a little bit dramatic.
So
it's
Brian, let's say on 9/11, if George Bush would have came out and been like, I like pineapple on my pizza. It's good. It's a little different. It's hot, but then the pineapple makes it cold. And that is like a party in my mouth. Anyways, hey, man, whose dog is that? That's a cute little dog. What is that, a mutt?
Yeah, I can see somebody starting that and then saying, ladies and gentlemen, we're facing a tragedy.
Brian, you don't believe that. Brian, this is my problem with the political discourse today, is that people just can't admit when their side is wrong.
Okay, so watch this.
Yeah, you can correct it.
Watch this. Guys, give me. Is there a zombie apocalypse out there?
Okay, there's been zombies are eating people in Ohio. Please welcome the President of the United States, Brian Kelly.
Thank you. Hey. How you been? You good?
And I'm really nervous about these zombies.
Are you?
Yeah.
I like the sweatshirt, though. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
You still doing your Krav Maga?
Yeah, I am.
Eating well?
Okay.
You look like you got a glow to you.
Okay.
And I like that smile.
All right.
Every time I walk in, this guy makes me feel like everything is okay because he's got that smile, and I know he's going to make me laugh, and I know you're going to be wearing that same outfit. Let's give a hand. Dylan's outfit, everybody. Give him a hand. How great is that? Still looks like he knows every species of duck. That was a joke he made. It was a joke he made back when we were. It was a different time, but we're in a challenging time now. And I'm not letting them take my humor away, and I'm not letting them take my love of ice cream away. We got that ice cream? I wanted to have some ice cream for everybody here.
That's okay. Perfect.
Yeah, not perfect.
Zombies are not going to take my attitude.
That's really good.
And a lot of people think eating human beings is pretty disgusting, but they're not going to take the
ice cream while zombies are eating people. Hardworking Americans.
Sam, there isn't a zombie, dead or alive, that's going to take my ice cream away from me. Because ice cream is as American as apple pie. I'll say something else.
Brian, this is you in the polls right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have mobilized Delta Force. I have mobilized various task forces that you're not even aware of. I've mobilized SEAL Team 6. I have mobilized the National Guard. I have mobilized the Marines, the Ranger Battalion.
Have you mobilized Ryan Reynolds from T-Mobile?
Not yet. Not yet. Ryan Reynolds will be forced to make all of us laugh, though. He is shooting Deadpool 3 as we speak. And you can all watch it on your phones.
Yeah, that's really
good. I have mobilized.
That's not good.
I have mobilized the United States Army, the infantry. I have mobilized the Air Force and the Navy. And believe me, when the birds fly, zombies will die.
Whoa, okay, that was good.
Speaking of birds flying.
That was great.
See what I'm doing?
Not real, but great.
You see what I'm doing?
Not real at all.
We will overcome this. Okay. We will scorch
okay.
this earth.
Okay,
this,
wrap it
this
up.
And this will be... This will be
wrap it up.
This will be a distant memory.
Okay.
And the ice cream will keep rolling.
Why are you throwing up bath signs, yep. Brian? Huh? Why are you throwing up bath signs?
Anya!
Speaking of Bert, I was going to say this incumbent is not going to have an issue getting reelected, but then he threw out the Baphomet sign and kept talking about ice cream. But anyways, you said birds flying, and I did want to get your guys' pulse on this issue.
Okay. I was going to say, do we know any – I mean, all right. I was going to go into the Nashville thing because I wanted to see if we know anything about the shooter.
I don't want to do the Nashville thing
because
Sam's going to say
because
that
Sam's
it's
gonna,
not real and you're going to get mad.
Sam's going to talk about crisis actors.
Oh, you mean the lady who just happened to be near the cameras and did a long spiel?
Did this and happened and the kids,
if
the
you
kids
want to do it,
died.
Let's do it. This is from 1991, Behold the Pale Horse.
There
you
we go. Read,
go
that.
Read that. Brian.
Read that.
Well, this
read
book,
that.
This book is so this is great. I'm so glad you brought this up. The government encouraged the manufacture and importation of military firearms for the criminals to use. This is intended. So I'm sorry. So Colt 45 and all those private companies had nothing to do with it. But okay, they don't have anything to do with it. They don't make any money. This is intended to foster a feeling of insecurity, which would lead the American people to voluntarily disarm themselves by passing laws against firearms. Hasn't worked. Since 1991, we have about 500 million more arms manufactured and bought and circulating. Using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in a process called Orion, because Americans need help taking drugs. The CIA inoculated the desire in these people to open fire on schoolyards and thus inflame the air gun lobby. Anti-gun lobby. This plan is well underway and so far is working perfectly. The middle class is begging the government to do away with the Second Amendment. Well, no, they're not. It's been a huge failure.
This guy's just
By the way, this book, Behold the Pale Horse,
stop.
Is the dumbest
Brian,
shit I've ever read in
Brian,
my life.
Fine, you don't like the
dumbest
book.
Shit.
That paragraph does not resonate at all with you in any way, Brian, at all.
No.
None.
No.
None.
But movies like Basketball Diaries or whatever, those are the kinds of movies, the violence that Hollywood, who's supposed to be anti-gun, glorifies constantly with guns. There are more guns in Hollywood than anywhere else. That might have something to do with it.
Okay.
Video games
I'm
might have something to do with that.
I'm not against what you're saying right there.
Americans,
on top of that.
Americans,
on top
Americans
of that.
And their mythology that settle their problems with violence. It's all a smorgasbord. It's called a multivariable
See, Brian,
problem.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
Do you think Plan B has psychological effects on women? And we've already talked about it, so I know your real answer. But do you think Plan B has psychological effects on women?
I think that the pill in general changes one's hormones, which can do certain things. Let me give you a couple stats. Women on the pill versus women off the pill. When a woman's off the pill and ovulating, she prefers a man with a wider jaw, which is synonymous with testosterone, higher testosterone. When a woman is on a pill, and there's a lot of literature on this, and she's not ovulating, she prefers a man with a thinner jaw, less testosterone. Now, a lot of women are on the pill all the time. It does a couple things. It interferes with your olfactory senses, so you're not able to smell necessarily the kind of mate you would naturally choose. So you might choose a guy who actually has a weakened immune system and
you're
stuff like that.
You're very smart.
Yeah.
I love what you're doing right now.
Yes.
This is called filibustering.
So the pill has a dark side. It has a price.
Does it? Brian, it's a simple answer.
The answer is probably yes.
Yes, I'm
not
okay.
I'm not so into Brian, pharmacology, and okay, I don't know, but I would guess be an it expert. Does.
Yeah. This is a room full of potards.
Yes, okay? Yes.
So the next question I have, when you watch these commercials, okay, for pharmaceuticals, would you say a couple, maybe not all of them, but a couple of them, a few of them, or even possibly, I dare say, most of them may actually say one of the side effects are suicidal thoughts. Occasionally.
Yeah, they usually
okay.
do.
Okay.
Can I stop you? Because you need to follow this.
Okay, you need to let me talk once
I
in
know,
a while.
I know, but you're already going off.
Brian Callen, the word count on this show must be ridiculous.
I feel like you're within your own head. You know?
No way, bro. You think I've talked as much as this guy?
A man knows what he thinks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, hold on. I get it. Oh, so, hey, Sam, be here at 9:15. Hey, Dylan, I got to talk to you. Hey, be here at 9:30. We're going to be late, so we have 50 minutes to talk.
But you're rolling in a ditch.
No, Brian, I'm not trying rolling to correct
the wheel. No. Now the paranoia comes in. No, Brian, no, you know what? Brian's been talking way too much this show.
Thank you.
I wanted to. Thank you. All I want to do Thank is like, make
but
one
Brian,
point.
My point is, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Let's take the shooter. She's on testosterone. What do you think that does to a woman?
How do you know she's on testosterone?
Because she's identifying as a man. You watch, she's transitioning. She's on testosterone.
Was she transitioning?
Yes.
Can you look that up? So here's the thing. Everything is a trade-off in life. Everything's a trade-off. So the pill maybe did nothing more. That you could make the argument that the one thing that did more to liberate women wasn't political action, although it was. It was technology like the pill and the tampon. Because what the pill did was gave women control over their own reproductive processes and life. And
you think it's done better?
Well, I think society 100% benefited in many ways, trade-off, remember.
Now listen, I'm not anti-pill.
Yeah, with women being liberated to take control over their own sexual life. So I think yes, but does it have a trade-off? Does it have some dark sides? Are we figuring that out now?
Right, yeah. Brian.
So if the pill, at one point, there was a certain pill, I can't remember if it was a pill or it was like they would give women hormones because they'd go through menopause. The hormones they were giving them screwed things up. It was bad science and gave women a very nasty form of breast cancer. They had to stop that immediately because that's what it was doing. So a lot of this stuff is trial and error. Now, I didn't know that this woman was transitioning.
It does look like she was on hormone treatment.
So my point
there you
is,
go.
Brian.
There, but, Brian, I, but, you but this is very important.
Real quick.
Yeah.
That the Haight-Ashbury during the hippie movement was a free-range psych ward, okay? They had all these free clinics there, not to give free healthcare to these hippies, but to do data collecting on what the effects of LSD and methamphetamines was doing to the local population, because they wanted to know what these drugs that they were basically flooding the market were going to do. And now today we look, and now you got Silicon Valley on psychedelics, microdosing mushrooms, and on Adderall. The point is this, these drugs do have psychological effects that this guy, way back in the 80s or 90s, whenever that book said was going to have facts. So to dismiss that paragraph, you don't have to like the book, but to dismiss that paragraph when we're seeing it happening in real time. The question is this, if this woman who was transitioning to be a man hated Republicans so much, why do they always shoot up schools? Why don't they ever go to where the politicians are? And I'm not calling for it in any way. I'm just asking, why these targets? Why are these targets?
Well, Jordan Peterson said why.
These targets because they're emotional.
Yeah.
They have emotional effects.
Well, it's also horrible. You're killing the most innocent thing you can think of, right? So you're railing against existence. This person was clearly mentally disturbed. My larger question is this. Is the mainstream media reporting on the fact that this was a trans woman or a trans man, And that, are they talking about how this person was mentally out of their fucking stone and crazy? But when you say that about anybody who's transitioning or into
transgender, you know what the media before, is talking about, Brian?
What?
They're apologizing for misgendering her.
Oh my God. And they're talking about guns being the culprit, not mental illness.
Yes.
How interesting. But and there, are they mentioning that this person's
Brian,
out of
the
their
start? All of these course, people that shoot this up. It's all mental illness. And on top of that, Brian, a lot of these people have been through some very controversial youth programs. Okay. And on top of that, a lot were known by the FBI.
I know, Sam, but a lot of this is experiment. Like, human beings are curious. They're going to try things. So you're taking these like people who are trying to figure something out,
yeah,
and saying that there's some ultra plan around it. Some of it is just trial and error with human beings as they're trying to come up with drugs that work, that don't work. They're trying to come up with systems of government that work and don't work. Okay, so the judicial system, which I've seen with my own eyes, the judicial system does have problems. There are a lot of blacks and browns who are in jail that shouldn't be. There are a lot of blacks and browns that paid an inordinate price over. The war on drugs was a war on black people and brown people.
I agree.
Okay, so there are people that go, this is not right. How do we fix it?
I agree.
Then they try to fix it, but it becomes clumsy, right? They do the wrong thing. They overcompensate like Americans always do or like human beings always do. You have to give some leeway to that. It's not all George Soros and the elders of Zion, you know, or et cetera, yeah, you know, screwing things up. Where's my bell?
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
Whoa. Okay, we got any more stories?
But what about what I just said?
What?
You weren't even listening.
I was listening, Brian. And what you're trying to say is that these things happen naturally. And I'm just telling you, they aren't.
They do, though.
They aren't.
Life happens at the speed of life, Sam.
No, Brian.
There's so many different variables.
Brian, these DAs that you're talking about that are getting clumsy, most of them are George Soros-funded DAs.
I know
DAs.
That, but that was...
It's being done on purpose,
I know
Brian.
That, but the purpose is
to
this.
Weaken America.
No, but the purpose was our
demoralize
judicial system.
Demoralize us.
Our judicial system doesn't work. Or there are problems.
It doesn't work right now.
There are inequities in our judicial system, right? So there are people like George Soros and other people who get politically mobilized to make a difference. Now, the way they make a difference doesn't seem to be working. I disagree with it, but it is an ideology.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the fact that I'm saying that guy's paragraph right there is 100% happening in real time?
You should never
time.
Read that book. That broken clock is right twice a
your
day.
Your ego is not your amigo, buddy.
A broken clock
is
right
twice a
day. You are
such a funny dude, but your ego is not
behold
your amigo.
Behold, the pale horse was not.
And here's what's going to happen. You're going to go on Crowder. He's going to say the same thing. You'll be like, yeah, you're totally right. It's unbelievable. I'm going 2-on-1. Every time I'm on the show, whoa, I feel like Bruce Lee in a dojo. I'm just fighting two dudes at once, like Matrix style.
Show me a picture of the shooter.
Such an unfair characterization.
I know.
What?
I want to see a picture of this transition.
You're fighting off.
How many people are talking about the fact that this person was trans? How many mainstream media outlets are? Are they all?
A lot of people are.
Okay.
I just want to say I work so hard to be impartial, and you just spit on it like that. I mean, it's just disgusting.
Jesus Christ. Looks like a fairly normal human being.
Yeah. Hey, get my coffee, barista.
God, what a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's super sad and tragic.
It's so crazy.
And, you know, like, I'm sorry, man. You guys don't want to believe there's a hidden hand. There's so many of these videos right now. Have you seen this video where this large black man is yelling at this family? And it's, like, crazy that there's a camera, just a dude with a camera, perfectly sat, picked, getting the whole thing.
Why is he yelling at the family?
What?
Why is he yelling at the family?
Because he's a crazy guy, and that video emotionally scares people. So now they think there's a race war coming. And I'm sorry, Brian, you don't have to believe it. I'm going to say something right now. Pin this conversation. This is, you're seeing all of these people bringing up domestic terrorism on The View, other shows, domestic terrorism, civil war. All they're talking about, domestic terrorism, civil war, over and over and over again. There's not enough on the left progressive to have a civil war. There's just not enough. This is a great way to have to bring the UN in boots on the ground. I'm just telling you, you can say I'm crazy. This is what they've been wanting to do forever. Blue helmet people everywhere. That's all these useful idiots are doing. So they want a civil war? Like that very talented black gay man who we've seen on every award show has to give away an award. Every time. You can play Fantasyland. I'm just telling you, pin this conversation. I'm just telling you.
We're on our way.
Clip this.
I would like you to explain why you keep saying that, like, you can't plan your own future. I can't either, right? Like, too many things happen. Like the uncertainty of life touches all of us. You are so out of your mind that you think that there's a small group of people that somehow are out there somewhere in the Arctic who can control everything.
Brian,
they can't.
Honestly, Brian, it's not like fun debating a man with dementia, okay? Yeah. It's not fun. It's not fun.
Yeah.
That every day is fucking, you're like Memento. Because you have to write down every time you're wrong on your arm.
No,
because you go, yeah. Oh, there's a lot of people that you can't, there's not just a bunch of tiny people, the small group of people arrived. COVID-19, I'm wrong.
I have broken down for you.
Brian.
What happens with different opinions and ideologies.
Brian.
That's
Brian,
what it is.
Brian.
Yes. It's vying for different
influences. No, Brian.
Hey, we've come to the end of the show. Agree to disagree.
But no.
Brian,
because, hold on.
COVID was a small group of people locking down planet Earth. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
End of discussion. Thank you. Moving on.
Whoa.
Hey, first of all, Brian, what I felt really offensive about that is I got a clear win right there. And what does this do? He rubs his crotch.
You did not get a
that
win.
Was a clear win.
I presented win. You. Yeah. We know Thank that you. We know that you. We know that you take the wheel and we start rolling in a ditch. I have corrected the wheel 6 times. You've agreed all 6 times. Now, the only thing missing was thank you, Papa, and you should have said that, but you won't. So that's fine. So at the end of the day, I keep correcting the wheel. You've agreed with everything I said, which is the idea that there are different ideologies at work.
I've agreed with
always
none of
have
what
been
said.
In America. We call this the great experiment. Okay.
Okay.
There are always going to be a small subset of lunatic fringe actors who believe everything is actually controlled by a tiny group of people at the top, and they hold strings for everyone else, so that all of us are this. Okay? And I'm telling you that may be true.
Is this your dance?
But there are a lot of string holders that are doing that. I have my puppet master, and it's just probably something close to something like Jordan Peterson, my dad,
black men,
the founding fathers, definitely sprinting black men of West African origin. No East African, please. It does nothing for me. They're too tall and bony. The point is this. I need a lot of muscle on my girl. I'm on my mind.
All right, everybody, join us next time where we are going to discuss the Rothschilds inheriting the patent of a microchip, of which the 4 other co-owners died.
Okay, but wait.
Bang, bro. Now you got it, son.
Wait.
Brian, Sam, that's next
go.
Week.
I know, but
go.
Sam.
Brian, we got to go. That is
this,
next week.
I need Sam
week.
To close this with this. Sam, I'm going to give you 1 minute. Oh, my gosh. And I want you to explain who's running the world. You have 1 minute, and who you really think is running the world after what I just explained to you. I'm going to give you 1 minute and 15 seconds. Go.
Babylonian Venetian bankers who worship Moloch.
You didn't even need the 1 minute and 15.
Sam? Okay. In 1 minute and 6 seconds that's left, I want you to tell me where Babylon was and where what Phoenician, define Phoenician, go.
They were the old banking families that go all the way back to Sumerians. They worship the Watchers, who are the four fallen angels, something 20 fallen angels. They worship them. That a lot of people call
not who they worship, Sam.
Whoa.
Where they're from and why they worship fallen angels.
Whoa.
You have 51 seconds.
Whoa, I just told you that fallen angels came and created this group to basically control us. That's where we get lizard people. They gave them more reptilian brains than the rest of us. And their job is to basically control us and bring pain and suffering in a way to worship Moloch. End of discussion.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm not talking to you. You have 28 seconds. Who's Moloch, you absolute raving John the Baptist Moloch lunatic?
Moloch is a Kronos, the oldest god of the oldest religion.
Hey, I don't even know what the fuck you're saying.
Exactly.
In English, sir.
Yeah.
Go again. You have 23 seconds.
It's the oldest god.
They worship
Saturn,
it's
bro.
It's devils that came to Earth.
At some point, they thought the sun and Saturn were two suns. Saturn, they are Saturn worshipers. Saturn.
I thought they worshipped the four.
Gaga
the 12,
is Plato.
Four
Plato is the messenger of Saturn. It's Saturn versus Venus.
You have 14 seconds to make some
it's
sense.
All cult, brother.
So it's
at
all
the
cult.
Highest levels. It's not Jews. It's not Muslims. It's not Christians. It's none of that. It's all occult watcher fucking worship.
So it's people. Sam just basically said that demons came down from heaven.
Fallen angels.
Because they were fallen. Which is what Lucifer was, right? And so at the end of the day, the devil is real and is living on Earth.
No, the devil's not real. Well, devil doesn't exist.
Well, Moloch, right?
Moloch.
Right. So there are evil forces on the Earth that fight good forces on the Earth. So the struggle between good and evil will always exist.
Duality, brother.
Duality.
Subscribe to the channel. Go see everybody live.
Subscribe, share, love.
5 stars, kind words. And remember, Moloch is real.
Thank you, bro. Big wins today. Big, big day.
When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes.
Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken, snake gods, and the Anunnaki, and sorcery.
If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy.
I'm winning.
You're losing. Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters. Deep Waters. Deep Waters. Deep Waters.